Nathan D'Alfonso, was that a goal or not?
I think the scoreboard says that it's a goal, and that's all that matters. So I'm not bothered how it happened or what the debate was. As long as it counted, that's all that matters to me.
It was a bizarre situation. It's probably in my career the longest time between a goal going in and an offside being given. Was it similar for yourself?
Well, I scored, and I looked over to the linesman. He had his flag down, and then I'm ready to go back to the halfway line, thinking, okay, let's go again. And then all of a sudden, he just lifted his flag up, and it was like a bit bizarre. And then everyone went over. But I kind of stayed out of it, to be fair. I let everyone go and do it. Went over and did their arguments and everything. But I'm glad it was counted, and glad it helped us get a point.
All in all, it was thoroughly deserved anyway, and possibly should have gone on to win this one today.
That's at least what we deserved, I thought. I think we, if you look at shots, corners, possession, everything like that, kind of thing, we at least deserved a point. I think another day we probably could have got 3 or 4. But it's not going to get 3 or 4 every game, that kind of thing. I know we've been very ruthless lately, but it's not going to happen ever again. But we kept going, we kept believing that we'd get create chances, and we did, and we created some really good chances, which another day we probably would have scored. But that's at least what we deserved, and I'm glad we come up with a point to go on and finish off the season at home.
Mm. How would you sum up this season for yourself?
For myself or as a team?
For yourself.
Positives, there's positives. Obviously, I always want to improve. I believe there's a lot more to come. I'm kind of in a bit of form at the minute as well, so I don't really want the season to end. But no, there's positives I can win, but I know I still got to give more, still got to improve, and hopefully I can take that into next season.
Yeah, and like you say, when you come to the end of the season on a decent run of form, you're playing sides who are around the playoffs. Again today, really, you should have got the 3 points. You got Rotherham next week. Again, does this give a real plus for next season and for you and some of the rest of the boys to know what this side can actually do?
It's got to. I think that's one thing which we always believed all season. I think that the confidence and the belief inside the team, even though sometimes we've been on runs where results have not quite gone our way, but I think within the camp, there's always that belief and that confidence that we can do something. And I think there's been plenty of times this season, especially over the last weeks or so, that kind of thing, it showed that we're capable of being right up there, and I think we've got to take that into next season. I mean, we've got one more game left, so we've got to want to finish strong, we've got to finish on a high, and we've got to take that into next season, and that's what we've got to build on, and we've got to keep trying to progress as a team.
It was a fabulous achievement last year, going up. Would you say this was a greater achievement staying in League One?
It's up there, it's definitely up there. I mean, I think we were down as probably strong favourites to potentially go back down, but I don't think they even crossed our minds once, so even though there might have been periods where everyone's probably said, oh wow, they could be there or that kind of thing, but I don't think that really came into the running in our thinking. I think we always believe that we're more than capable of being in this league and even achieving more, and it's a big achievement that we've stayed in the league, and we can't just think, oh yeah, it's great today, we've got to go into next season and we've got to think we want to go and do more and want to achieve more.